You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
2024 Tate Prize winner, which is the wonderful Vera Allen, who we've got on the line. Kia ora, Vera, and congratulations.
Kia ora, thank you so much. Oh my gosh, that Princess Chelsea performance was just mind-blowing.
Next level.
Every time I see them, I'm just like, yep.
That's the sort of thing that we're all aiming for, is to be as kind of mad and fantastic as Chelsea's band is, which I think you're on absolutely on par with at the moment, Vera. You've got the same award to boot. How are you feeling about having Ideal Home Noise celebrated with such a prestigious and also heavy award this morning?
Oh my God, talk about imposter syndrome, eh? Still pretty just shocked, and I mean, just so honoured and confused, and yeah, I mean, all of the nominations were just so top notch, so I'm just like stoked to be there with all of them, and yeah, wow.
It was a pretty lovely evening in terms of celebrating like the breadth of what goes on in our music community. You touched on quite a bit of that in your speech, which I thought was really lovely. You spoke about, you know, artists that you feel like you're standing on the shoulders of, and also talked about, like, you know, called for some solidarity and some kind of like moving collectively from musicians. What is, you know, your goals for this year? I know that's a weird thing to ask you when you're just sort of reflecting on a last fantastic project, but you get a bit of cash with this prize. You've obviously got a new album that you're, you know, tussling away on at the moment. What's kind of in your sight lines for, I guess, this next step, Vera?
Question. I think at the moment I'm like in full album mode, so I feel like doing this album is really, really important, and just putting the most heart and energy into that. And then I would love to get the band over to Europe as a goal as well, but I don't know yet. We'll see what kind of pans out. That's the thing about music, it's sometimes it's just like you just are going with the vibe, eh?
Yeah.
Seeing what opportunities come up, and yeah, I do also, I am also releasing a random EP that has come together in the last 2 weeks, just like a super personal kind of like raw me and a guitar in my bedroom having a cry type beat thing. Mm-hmm. No like promo or anything, except for now I'm just saying it here.
Fantastic. Scoop. We love the scoop.
17th. So there you go.
When's that coming out, sorry?
May 17th, I think.
All right, yeah. Stick that there in your diaries, everybody. That's really exciting, Vera. I feel like your music is really raw, is a kind of like catch-all word, I think. But there is something about it that is very honest, and it is very true. And I appreciated what you were saying last night about music being something that's pulled you out of some pretty heavy spaces, and kind of hearing other people resonate with that has maybe helped too. What does kind of getting an award mean in that context then, when you have spent, you know, a big chunk of time pouring your soul into an album?
I think the best word that I've heard is encouraging. Like, sometimes, especially after this year, which has been quite challenging in a lot of ways, I think a lot of being a musician is just, like, getting no's and, like, a lot of things going, being quite tough. So I think when you get something like this, it's just encouraging and gives you, like the wind under your wings to keep going, really.
Yeah, totally. I really enjoyed as well how you know, reflected on the people who you make music with, Ben Lemmy being a really significant one, who was with you last night, who's been, you know, really instrumental to making that record happen, and in your live performances as well. You've got a very strong community around you, Vera, which you've spent a long time, I guess, like really building up as well. Do you feel like this is a reflection of those people as much as your own mahi?
Oh, 100%. I think that can't go understated at all. I'm actually sitting next to Ben right now while he's working on something else, because he's just a machine in that way. But yeah, absolutely. Like, you, I mean, anybody who's made an album knows how many hands it takes to get something like that off the ground, and how many people it takes to sort of like believe in the music and put in just so much energy and time, and that just can't go without being acknowledged, yeah.
Absolutely. Nephews and nieces appear on this record, which I've always found to be a really beautiful through line, a really hopeful through line in some of the darker parts of this record as well. Have you talked to your family yet? Have you told them about, you know, the experiences of last night? What was that like?
Well, a few members of my family were there, and I've been, like, talking to a couple of my nieces and trying to tell them that they're on the record and stuff, and like it's a celebration of them as well, and they're like, what do you mean? Like, they don't quite get it, but they do like to watch my music videos, and unfortunately they also do like to sing along to Broadway Junction, which
Did
you choose a more hopeful tune?
Pick one of the fun ones, maybe.
I know, like, for some reason that one, like, yeah, even my nephew who's like 2, like, he loves that one.
Hey, it's a banger. It's a pretty tragic banger, but it is a banger. So.
Oh dear.
So you've got an EP coming out. That's really exciting. Good to kind of just exercise whatever music's in your brain, I reckon, as it comes. But this album that you've been working on is, you know, proper studio project. Who's the crew that's been working on this one, Vera?
Me and Ben Lemmy, of course. And then we brought Audrey and Sam into the studio last week. Albert, of course, Bella. So the band is a bit more involved in this one, which has been really cool.
It's super exciting. I'm so stoked for you. We're also stoked for you. You got a huge cheer last night, which must have been quite surreal and awesome to experience.
But
just so pleased for you, Vera. This record is out everywhere. If people want to get it, they can still get it on vinyl. It's on Flying Nun Records. Ideal Home Noise, winner of the Tate Prize 2024. Hey, Vera, I will let you go and just celebrate and maybe let it all soak in now. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning, and congrats again.
Thank you so much. Awesome.
See you soon.
I called the carpenter. I broke the furniture. I don't know where to sit. I think I'm gonna quit. I called the therapist. I've got an iron fist. I'm putting weight on. I'm gonna break my wrist. I'll keep calling. I'll keep calling, yeah, like I did. I call the engineer to get me out of here. I'll need a mastermind to leave this here. It kills the room decor. I'm headed for the door. I'll keep calling. I'll keep calling, yeah, like I do.
I'm gonna break my wrist. I'll keep calling.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.